Hello, humans, and welcome back to another episode of Sparks the Conversation. I hope you're having a good day, good life, wherever you are in this world. Sorry for being MIA. So last Sunday, when I normally record a podcast, I actually ran my first half marathon race. It was meant to be a road race, turned into an absolute bog. But nonetheless, good times. So that is where I've been. So my pledge is now that obviously back to weekly podcasts as per usual. And we're going to get stuck into a topic today that is quite juicy. It's quite juicy and it's very current at the moment. So nearly all, not everyone, James is going to get a mention again. He's currently not dieting. He's just an absolute beast. But he is not dieting at the moment. I think pretty much in general, most people are dieting. And there's a few here and there that are, and a few here and there that aren't. So what I'm finding a lot at the moment is there is a lot of self-doubt with my clients, okay? And this is very common. And at the start of my coaching career, I really worried about this because I don't like my clients feeling worried, scared, nervous, a little bit unsettled. But having time to reflect on it, having been in the industry for a number of years, it's almost a good thing. It's really a good thing. And why is it a good thing? Because it shows that you're going through a transition. Normally, being a little bit unsettled, being a little bit nervous, being a little bit, or filling up with a little bit of self-doubt, normally means you're pushing yourself in a direction. And that self-doubt comes from that you don't know whether your actions are working, you don't know whether the direction you're going in is correct for you, and you don't know whether what you've done so far is working. And all of that feeds into self-doubt. And self-doubt will seep into everything. And most of the time when people are dieting, it's normally that they feel smaller, they feel like they've lost all their muscle, they feel like they've lost strength, they feel like they've lost energy. And with all due respect, you might have done those things, but hopefully, given that I'm in charge of you, or your coach is in charge of you, or you're in charge of yourself with enough knowledge to be able to make good decisions, you're not going to fall into the trap of doing those things, okay? So what can you do with that self-doubt? And it's very interesting. It's very cool from like a coaching standpoint to just observe it and see why the client has it. If you see it as a positive, you want to almost highlight it to the client as a positive. So if they're feeling smaller, you would say, right, the phase you're in at the moment, you're going to be feeling smaller because let's reiterate that we're trying to lose body fat. If you were starting to feel bigger in a dieting phase, one, I'd probably think you're on steroids, and two, you're probably not losing any body fat. Yes, you might be putting on a little bit of muscle, but most of the time you will be getting smaller, and that's the case. And for a lot of guys and girls, that transition period from being, okay, you've lost a fair amount of weight and you're now leaner than you were before, but that transition from being lean to kind of very lean is an icky period where people get very frustrated and they incur a lot of self-doubt because they're not as big as they were, because obviously they've lost a fair amount of body fat, but they're not lean enough to look as big as they can, if that makes sense. Because the head fuck with bodybuilding or physique development, and I'm not going to say everyone's a bodybuilder, but we've all got bodybuilding based goals pretty much if we're trying to improve how we look. It's that contradiction between if I get leaner, I am physically and in every sense of the world smaller, but the minute I take my top off I look bigger. Whereas when you are heavier, you probably look bigger in t-shirts, but you also probably look smaller when you take your top off because you can't see your muscles. And that's a huge battle for pretty much 99% of clients. Unless you're very assured of yourself, potentially a narcissist, you'll be feeling those things, and self-doubt will be there every day. And you've got to remember, and this is huge, like as I think everyone on my books is natural. So I don't coach any assisted athletes. Natural guys and girls, you're probably not going to walk around looking absolutely Popeye all the time unless your genetics are absolutely elite. If you've got elite genetics, fine, crack on, you do you, bro. But from my own experience, like when I did my prep, yes, I had stages of the day where I looked good, but the time where I look my best is always after a workout. When you've got blood flow, when you've got blood in the muscles, you look twice as big, you look twice as full. And you've just got to recognize that, because as your kind of heightened sense of your body goes up as you diet more, obviously you're aiming for that body kind of composition goal, which normally means you look at yourself more, and then subsequently you're more critical of yourself, subsequently that raises self-doubt, subsequently you're looking at yourself more across the day, and chances are across the day you're not going to be looking like absolutely Popeye. And hopefully most of you will all be on a periodized diet, so we don't want you walking around absolutely shredded all of the time. So for example, if you've got a holiday in 10 weeks, you want to be shredded or as lean as you can be, or as lean as you want to be, sorry, not as can be, but as lean as you want to be, maybe a week before, maybe a couple of days before, so that you are programmed that perfectly and you're periodized that perfectly. So you're not just walking around dragging your ass all the time for like the 10 weeks leading up. Of course, if you're doing a competitive season, like someone like Eloise is, one of my clients, you might have known her, but she is doing multiple shows, so there'll be a chance that she is walking around shredded all the time. And she probably will look incredible all the time. But again, it's all something that we create in our heads, and it's all about the narrative that we tell ourselves, okay? So the narratives we tell ourselves are very important, and this is very intrinsic to self-doubt. So the narrative you need to say to yourself is always going to be a positive one, or it should always try to be. I find a lot that when people diet, their negativity goes up. Whether this is because of low food, whether this is because of high stress, whether this is just because of a mindset shift, you've got to remember that dieting is a choice, and you will get pure confidence from executing the plan. And this is a quote from kind of Chris Williamson, getting a stack of undeniable proof you are who you say you are. That's why I did my bodybuilding show. That's why I'm signing up to half marathons and hopefully a marathon someday, because I want proof that I can do what I say I would do. And you will only get pure confidence from that. For example, I'm pretty confident in my ability to get people transformations. If they follow what I say, I can pretty much give them 100% guarantee that I'll get them in the best shape of their life. Where it becomes a little bit tricky is if they can't adhere to what I ask them to do. Not even if it's that much that I'm asking to do, but you get the gist of my remark. So it's very important that we create a narrative around ourselves that are strong, positive, based around good affirmations around ourselves, not only in the gym, but outside of the gym as well. Remember, for lots of you, gym is something that supplements your life. Yes, your goals might scare you within fitness, but you'll have busy jobs. You work as midwives, you work as paramedics, you work as people who sell shit online. I don't know, you might have an OnlyFans, but whatever it is, you've got to kind of combat this negative self-talk, because if self-doubt comes in too much, it ruins everything. Like your decision-making goes out the window. And for example, talking from experience, like when I coached myself for my bodybuilding show, self-doubt crept in. I wasn't lean enough. I increased cardio. So I was doing 160 minutes of cardio a day. Did I need to do that? No. Was I lean enough? Probably. Did I burn through tons of muscle because of shit decision-making around myself? Yes. Should have had a coach? Probably. But again, I wanted to see if I could do it myself. Yes, I probably got lean, but again, that self-doubt impacted my decision-making. And what we don't want is your day-to-day being impacted by your self-doubt, especially when it comes to dieting. Because again, dieting is meant to make you feel good about yourself. It is not meant to harness the power to create a negative ethos or negative aura around yourself. So be very aware of that. And one of the strongest things you can do is just make sure you're executing on the plan. Like everyone listening to this, if you're coached, will have been given the correct framework or the tools to get the result that you need, either from your coach, either from your own understanding. So it's important that you do those things. And if you do have self-doubt and you lack the result as from it, it can only really look back from, did you actually do what was meant to happen? Because most of the time, if you do what's meant to happen, you'll get the result. So make sure you're doing everything and all of your habits align with your goals. And that's how you can beat out the self-doubt. You're always going to have self-doubt. If you had self-doubt before you dieted, it's just going to be heightened in the diet from my experience. And that's something you just need to be aware of. Of course, remember, like when dieting, like your self-worth doesn't like hang on how lean you get or how much condition you get, but I want you all to be feeling like confident in yourselves and being able to tackle this self-doubt and just nip it in the bud. The thing is to recognize it, understand that it's very normal, not get kind of bogged down by it, and just say, right, today's potentially a day where I'm potentially a little bit more self-conscious, or I doubt myself a little bit more. That's fine. Tomorrow's going to be a different day. You're not having a bad day, you're just having a bad moment. And remember, a bad day doesn't make a bad week doesn't make a bad year, and a month doesn't make a bad year either. So whoever you are, listen to this, keep up the good work. If you're new around here, thank you for listening to the podcast. I try and keep these under 10 minutes so I can give you a little snippet into how we operate. But other than that, if you've got this far, please leave me a review, share onto your social media if you want to, and let's absolutely beast that self-doubt out of your life.